We're trying to do the best job for these birds, and we're trying to pick out the best one for today. And if your bird's too loud, well, please, you just need to breed some quieter birds.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, canary enthusiasts on the outskirts of Detroit, Michigan. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Here now is Canary Song Trials, produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister with Long Haul Productions.
Bird's ready.
It's Saturday morning at the Dragon Song Trials. The judging is underway and will continue until at least 7 o'clock tonight.
I don't know.
Bird's coming through.
My name is Jesse Durkin, and I am the treasurer of the Dragon Chapter 22 of the American Singers Club. The Dragon Club stands for the Determined Renaissance of the American Singer Canary through Growth and Organization of the Novice. We try to specifically tune for beginners, get out information, try to attract new fanciers.
Oh, and you have exact change. I love it.
Our show is pretty much typical. An entry fee would be $2 a bird.
Total birds in the show, 245. I personally brought 14 because that's the limit.
Mike Groman's my name. I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. I've been a member of the club since 1982. This is a big show. This show is probably the biggest in the nation. And I was lucky to win last year. In a way, I hope somebody else does it this year so they get the same excitement. I've enjoyed retirement. At one time, I was a woodcarver. I raised roses and I raised canaries. But first, I cut the wood carving. And then I slowed down on the roses. But I have to keep doing one thing. Three things were just too much. I duck hunt, and so I train mine up at the hunting camp. What you want is exposure to people. Move them around, getting used to touching the cage. And I play Mozart. They love Mozart. And I started out on Willie Nelson. That doesn't work. As much as I like Willie Nelson. This bird has a fault that every once in a while it'll open its mouth and go, caw, caw. That's a fault, but it has freedom, which means it sings a lot. It has a lot of variety. You can breed that bird to another line that's quiet, and you'll breed out that. So the young will have that freedom, but it won't have that obnoxious note. Okay, we are now proceeding to judge 8 birds in the chapel. Has been converted into a bird judging room, which consists of fluorescent lights about 4 foot over the birds with a white sheet backdrop so that you can see the bird's throat when they sing.
One bird per cage. They're set before the judge 8 feet away. He sits 8 feet away.
And in there we have to be quiet because he has to concentrate on the song, and any noise distracts him. And he'll look at you funny.
They're given a few minutes to settle down, and the first 10 minutes, they're judged on freedom.
My name's Don Taylor. I'm an American Singer Club judge. Well, freedom, simply how much do they sing? And a score of 10 is they sing once every minute for 10 minutes, and that's the first part of the 20-minute judging session.
And then they have another 10 minutes, and that is rendition period, and that's judged on what they sing. Quality of the song, the variety, the tone, the different number of songs. Some birds sing, 13, 14 different songs. And whether they'll sing them all in one day is depends on the bird.
Some of these birds, it's just like they create the song, but it's never the same. And they'll go slower and faster. And you can just tell they really enjoy singing and creating a musical masterpiece. The Mozarts and Beethoven and Chopins of the bird world.
Okay. Number 3 is
is in first place?
Well, he missed the fault. I heard it.
Number 9 all the way to the end, in second?
Had he heard it, it wouldn't have been first place.
The 5 there is in third place.
As I said, it has a great song and lots of freedom. And even if it's stopped to eat, it shouldn't even do that. But he still liked it.
486. 483.
They'll get a first, second, third for every class of 8 birds.
484.
That doesn't mean they're the best in show. That means they were just the best in that group. And then, at the end of the day, when we've transferred all the scores, we pick the best 10 in show.
My name is Mike Griffin. I've been a member for 3 years now. Cage 483 is my bird, and he needs 4 more points to be a grand champion. And he doesn't even need to be best in show to get his grand championship. He just needs to be number 3, 2, or 1. And that's all I'm looking for.
A grand champion is a bird who accumulates 20 points. So our show, the top bird will win 6 points. And 5, 4, 3, 2 for the top 6 places. And there's no set time limit on it. You can show a bird that's 4 years old and still develop a grand champion. But he has to have 1 first place win, and he has to accumulate a total of 20 points. And then it's a grand champion. Time for the next class.
Now, occasionally you get a really loud bird and you cover them up so they'll stop singing. So you have some white cloth that you put over an individual cage if there's a really screecher bird that it's just annoying you. But then you can concentrate on maybe a quieter bird.
I needed a placing in this class to become a grand champion. When the judge covered up that bird, I was absolutely shocked and devastated. That bird was doing nothing but what he does. And he's 3 times best in show, and he picked a bird that's never placed at all. And to cover up a bird like that, I'm just shocked by that.
A lackluster class.
Yeah, a lackluster class. Well, then I'll have to say that's a lackluster judge.
We're trying to do the best job for these birds, and we're trying to pick out the best one for today. And if your bird's too loud, well, please. You just need to breed some quieter birds.
Ten minutes to 9. The judging is all over.
Now comes the fun part, giving out the awards. It's what everybody waits for. Sort of like the Oscars. And the winner is...
And the best bird in show was Cage 211 with a score of 91.5. And he is bred by Roger Strowman.
Well, there's always a next show. So keep you coming back, I guess. Can't win them all.
I have no complaints. The fault bird that has the funny...
Ha!
When it did it the only one time during the show, and the judge had his head down. So it placed 9th in the show, which is pretty spectacular, because that's out of 245 birds.
And it's now 10 minutes to 10, and it's all over, and you can kind of hear in the background people are packing up their birds, and all the scores will be recorded. And we pack up and go home and do it all again next year. And we all have to vacuum up all the bird seed that everybody has left behind. So if you're feeling generous, grab a vacuum.
The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories. Committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like to hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org, and send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.